it's an exhibition that's been chosen by 10 selectors, and the selectors themselves are gay. And they've selected 6 icons who mean something to them or have influenced their life, or, you know, that they've been particularly impressed with in their life. So, and they're all photographic images. So there's a huge range of people. I mean, there's, you know, you've got people like Will Young, you've got Harvey Milk, Lily Savage, Nelson Mandela, Peter Tatchell, then people like Rostropovich, the cellist, Althea Gibson, the tennis player. So as you can see by what I'm saying, there's quite a range of people who the visitors will see when they come to the exhibition.
What makes a gay icon?
Well, I think in this instance, and obviously the title's quite intriguing, but in this instance, the gay icon is the people that mean something to these 10 gay selectors. So it's, in a way, it's their icons. And I mean, a lot of the people that they've chosen could also be other people's icons, because I mean, when you look at the list of individuals that are in the exhibition, you know, there are, I mean, for example, Nelson Mandela is kind of an icon to so many people, but, you know, was particularly chosen by the selector, Billie Jean King.
Possibly a surprise inclusion.
What, Mandela?
Yeah.
Yes, but what we said to the selectors was that the person that they choose does not necessarily have to be gay. So, I mean, a number of the selectors have chosen gay people as their icon, but others haven't.
This is the first portrait exhibition to celebrate gay icons and the contribution of gay people to history and culture. That seems remarkable, really.
Well, yes, I mean, I suppose it is. But then I think, you know, I think times have moved on. I don't think that this probably is not an exhibition that one would have done, I don't know, say 20 years ago. I think what's been great is the involvement of the selectors, because Sandy Toksvig, who's one of the selectors, has chaired the selection panel. And, you know, we've chosen a range of people who, as politicians, as writers, as actors. And I think the cross-section of selectors also reflects the very interesting people that are in the exhibition itself.
Why did the gallery decide to limit the choices to photographic portraits?
Well, we thought, I mean, we did talk quite a bit about this at the beginning, but, you know, as with everything, when you're planning an exhibition, you have to kind of think about what is practical. And if you're asking, you know, 10 people to choose 6 people themselves, that becomes quite a big thing to do. And we decided actually we would focus it on photographic, because that also kind of focuses it into a time span as well, because that's sort of within the last 150 years. And, you know, a lot of the people that have been chosen, you know, I think photographic images lends itself very well to this kind of exhibition. And also because it gives the exhibition another layer as well, because in amongst the selectors and the sitters, you've also got amazing photographs, because you've got people in there like, you know, Snowden, Beaton, you know, Linda McCartney's got pictures in there, Fergus Greer. So you're also getting a level of very good photography as well.